What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Z Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from some undisclosed locations, the U, the L, and the C, also known as the what? Undisclosed Location Central. Yes, you hear the voice of Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you live, for this is the number one award-deserving show ever on this place called Earth. On this place called Earth, we have the Resistance Fighters. So let me introduce the crew. The guy putting the sounds in your eardrums is not here right now. So we will go ahead and ask the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking? Okay, one.
Oh, I'm sticking like a guy. I'm hoping that you guys can hear real good because of my new boom mic. How's it working?
You sound very far away.
You can barely see it.
It sounds awesome, especially when it's on.
Looks like a snake is coming down from the top of your square.
It's great.
Yeah, really. Okay, so keeping it going, then we're going to have to ask the lovely and the talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you and your new phone are sticking?
I am sticking like the Artemis 1 rocket to the ground.
Nice job.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, Miss Kim, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who needs a nap.
Oh, okay. Well, right up in 58 minutes, you can go take a nap.
Oh. Okay, cool. Yeah. Or I could take a nap and you guys won't know the difference.
No, because we're here for your knowledge, expertise, and your voice.
You'll get all of that even while I'm taking a nap.
It won't even miss a beat, huh?
You won't miss a beat. Won't be any different than any other show.
Serious. Now, speaking of a different of the show, this man we like to call Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man that's happy to be on this show.
Oh, hey, I want to say this. I thought your shirt was a cow. Looks like a cow shirt.
No, I put this shirt on and no shade to myself, but I'm like, God, this is the ugliest shirt I have. Why do I wear this? Like, it literally is so ugly.
Okay, well, I didn't want to call it ugly.
It matches mine.
No. Yours is a little bit nicer than mine.
Yeah,
nice. I don't know, man. They're pretty close.
I'm going to keep it just to be like offensive to people.
Oh, Billy, I like your shirt too. Oh, but before we go any further, we have to introduce the man who put the sounds in your eardrums. The one, the only, PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like some sort of adhesive.
Oh, I like that. I like that. But I had two things I wanted to say. One of them was, why you waited till the show started to go pee?
It was the perfect time. I knew I had that long theme song. I knew that you could talk to everybody before I got back, you know.
Oh, and I guess I didn't have to say that because no one would have known if I wouldn't have said that, right?
Well, if they watched, they noticed me disappear.
Right. And also, if they're watching, they'll know that Hanging Chad works for, who's a company that had a cow design on a computer?
Gateway.
Gateway.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Looks like Gateway. All right, so ladies and gentlemen.
Cool boxes, though. That box is
there. How'd you guys know that?
Because I used to have one. I bought a Gateway computer a long time ago, and I swear to God, I only did it because I wanted the box.
Yes, it is.
Because the computer was crap.
Mm-hmm.
But
really?
There goes another sponsor.
Yeah.
Don't knock on our door.
Yeah, really. Are you even still around?
Do we have sponsors?
I think so.
No, the Gateway people.
I think they are.
Yeah, they may.
I can check though, as the crackpot research analyst
that you are on the Spike on the Mic show.
Gateway computers. Speaking of the Spike on the Mic,
can you type in quiet list?
They weren't that bad. They were just huge. I remember it being heavy, but I guess they were all heavy back then.
Mm. Yeah, I guess they had the big globe looking head.
It literally like was pulling a cow out of a cow box. It was that heavy.
Yeah. Exactly. So this is a call-driven show, ladies and gentlemen. You can always give us a call at 813-699-3900. The number again is 813-699-3900. We have gotten far and few between phone calls, but you know, we still gotta give it out there. And we check the lines every so often. So give us a holler, give us a shout if you so desire.
Every couple weeks.
Yeah, serious. When one of us remember being a caller-driven show that we are. Speaking of our caller-driven show, we like to talk about three things. How did this happen?
We do like to talk about three things, and they are...
the past, the present, and the future.
Question to the resistance fighters who may know, how did that start? The three things. Does anyone know?
I don't know. I just got
you.
You did it. You started with the past, the present, and the future. And
is
I don't know if you remember.
Remind us.
We did a whole series of shows where you would have us shout out the three things, and we always got it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Because everybody would be like, what are the three things? The future.
The future.
The first one.
Yeah.
You mean the past.
Well, that sounded like fun. Why did we do away with that?
Yeah, because I got fagipated.
We just kept the song?
It was the past.
Yeah, what?
Oh, the song eventually developed.
Oh. It was the past, the present, and then Paul would say, and the past.
Yes, yeah. And then
yeah, I got...
Yeah, Spike would get upset.
I got mad with it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Fagitated?
Fagitated, yes.
We should play fagitated. The past, the present, the yes. future song.
Is that the word? Wait, is fagitated the word of the day?
No, it isn't. Because you guys know what fagitated is, right?
Oh, sure.
No.
It's like...
This is...
Okay. This is like if you're frustrated and agitated.
And you're fagitated.
Fagitated, yes. Serious, so... That's not the word of the day, but you know, that's what it is. Speaking of the word of the day, let's do Billy, did you do your homework?
I did.
Let's do Cow Chip News for the World.
Oh dear.
So, just a fact that I didn't know, and I thought that you probably didn't know either. Did you
she's
know that
she's smarter than us?
No, I didn't know it. I didn't know it. Minnie is not her real first name. Does anybody know what her real first name is?
I'd like to guess.
Miss Mouse?
Nope.
Minivere.
Huh?
What?
Minivere.
Minerva.
Minerva is the correct answer.
Oh, Minerva.
Minerva Mouse. Wow.
It sounds much
That's a
sexier.
Great cow chip. Is that it true?
It is true. I had to verify it. I read it somewhere and I was like, what? So I looked it up on Wikipedia and there it is. It's Minerva Mouse. She goes by Minnie for short.
I wanna...
That's all. There's no story with that. It's just that it's cool.
That's a pretty good one.
Cool.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I don't like that. I'm not your cow chip. I don't like her name. I prefer the Minnie because Minerva just doesn't sound right.
So
it doesn't fit her personality.
Mickey Mouse's real first name is Michael.
Nope. I checked, and his first name is Mickey. Mm-hmm.
Good job. I checked. Very thorough, Billy.
I had to know if there was he was also using a nickname instead of his actual name, but nope, he's Mickey.
Crack ace researcher.
You know what Donald's first name is?
Donald. Let me see if Goofy has a different first name.
Hey, okay, Steve, your microphone arrangement.
Okay, but hold on a second. Why Minerva? Yeah. Minerva don't make no sense. That does not make any sense.
I didn't get it.
There's no history behind why she would be Minerva. That would be like a totally differently drawn character in my mind.
I feel like she'd have sexy legs.
So
that is like the same thing as calling her Athena. Athena and Minerva, they're the same god.
guess what Goofy's full name is?
Gerald
Goofy Steen.
Yes.
McGoobleberg.
No, it is Gerald W. Goofy.
It's actually G.G. Goof. G.G. Wow. Goofy Goof. According to Wikipedia.
Oh, wow. That guy really tried hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So back to the Minnie's real name is Minerva.
Minerva. Correct.
Do you think that could have been, what's the guy named Walt Disney's, somebody in his family, like his aunt's mama name? Something that sounds like an old name, doesn't it?
Entirely possible.
Good point. Great crowd chip news, because it also makes me think about something. I was like, damn.
But the article that it didn't really
specify
where the Minerva came from. It just said that her name was Minerva Mouse.
I mean, John. How long is it gonna play? All right, well then, let's go ahead and let's start the show. So, topic changing music.
Ooh. All right, here comes our very first topic on what we call the Spike and the Mike Show.
I like to call this topic here, taking matters into your own hand.
Taking matters into your own hand.
Right. It seems as if this is... I'm going to talk about the story, but right now I got something on my mind. It seems like I'm forgetting something, but I'm not, okay? But it seems like I'm forgetting something. And I don't know what that means, but it seems like I'm forgetting to do something. But taking matters to your own hands, and I want to know, would resisting fighters even be bothered to do this, or how would you feel about this? There's a Tesla owner by the name of Brandon Dalily. He spent...
Dalily?
Yeah, it's Dalily. Dalily.
Dalily.
Brandon D.
Dalally?
Dalally. Dalally?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or Dalily.
Dalily. Yeah, we'll call him that. Okay. He shared a video on social media of him doing this. He spent $400 and he got a microchip implanted into his right hand. Why, you ask? So he can use his hand to open and start his car. He bought a Tesla and he microchipped his hand so he can unopen and lock his car easily without having to worry about having a key around him.
Nice.
Right. He can wear pants with no pockets.
Yeah.
Yes, he can definitely do that. Now, question to the resistance fighters, and I hope I know the answer to this. Although I thought one of our resistance fighters would probably do this. Would you have a key implanted into your body so that you don't have to worry about opening and closing your door? Billis?
No.
Miss Kim?
No. Infection, degradation of the implant? No.
Whoa.
So many bad health issues.
Yeah, but see, okay, before I lead the witness, voice of reason.
Actually, and this is probably unexpected, but I would. You can always take it out later. I mean, you put it in your hand underneath the skin, like up against the flesh there. Mm-hmm. You can always take that out later. And it's so convenient. I mean, it's absolutely convenient. You just, where are my keys? Here they are.
All right. PWs?
If I could implant it in some part of my body that I could wave in front of the...
Right, in your hand.
Yeah.
And
he needs a new nickname.
Absolutely. I would put it anywhere on my body because it's the closest thing to probably superpowers as I'm ever gonna get. I would just want to, I probably wouldn't even want to drive the car. I just want to lock it and unlock it with my handle.
Click, click. Okay, full disclosure.
I thought that was going to be the person who would do it, was Peggy Chad. I said, dude, most of you guys are going
to
say
it doesn't even have to be a car. Like, just like turn on the stove or,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you could get anything
I could do with like a magic swift of my hand, oh, I would be all about that.
Okay, and going back to you, Kimberly, you were talking about infectious things like that. People have implants. They get like heart.
My God, the infection would be worth it.
They get their heart. They have hearts implanted in them, and what they call Mickey pacemakers. Yeah, what I was thinking.
Yeah, pacemakers. They're all like medical stuff. This is like.
This would like, be a key fob.
Yeah,
this is like with a lithium battery.
No.
He made in his garage. Like, where did this come
this
from?
This is the future. Y'all need to just get into it.
It's not even like one of those animal chip things, right? They're like in a little teeny medical grade plastic, like rice shaped thing. Sure. I mean, I suppose if they did something like that, but I don't want some crap that Bubba made in his garage. No, thank you.
As the only one with actual hardware in their body, you know, I actually am starting to lean towards Chad that it might be cool to just be like, I mean,
if you've already done that,
turn on my television.
Why would he have to do that? He just wants to wave his hand.
I would remove my whole arm and replace it with a bionic arm if it allowed me to unlock my car without using my key.
Jeez, I think you're a little vain. Boys, are you still
vain? I don't care about any vanity. There's nothing vain about it.
I think, the implant for your heart, that's to keep you living. But the implant in your hand, it's, man, like you can be really living.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, also, they actually doing this. They have 100 people that are on the beta list to do this with the Teslas. They're testing these chips before they make it public for the world. So I'm thinking, Kim, that this is not Bubba in the garage. This is actually some company doing this. Does that change your opinion?
I guess. Ooh. I don't know.
Yeah, the company is not the Moderna. Superpower. Are you okay with it now?
Yeah, sure. I don't that's not the superpower I want, I guess. Yeah,
you're subscribing to that. So, but also to keep going any further, they're toying around with this whole idea is they'll put your key fob in your right hand and they're doing something in your left hand where you can open up your house door now. They're gonna try to probe you can open up your house door with your left hand.
I got a problem with that. Because for me to remember my right hand's my car and my left hand's my house, especially after drinking, I'm going to get real frustrated. I'm going to be like, you're going to be waving my hand in front of my door and my car is going to beep and I'm going to get annoyed. Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be driving if you're drinking.
And that's
putting that out there.
Well, you certainly shouldn't be driving his
house. No, it's when you have a designated driver, but you still have to lock your car.
True. Boys, what are you saying?
Well, back to P Dub. I can see him in the parking lot trying to explain to people. I'm just trying to get my car door unlocked.
Yeah. No, Billy, but I appreciate your innocence.
Yeah, you're in it. P Dub is the reason that we can't have technology because he'll use it for evil and not good.
That's not evil.
Correct.
That's hands free.
hands free,
totally hands
free. Although I thought you were going to say yes, I would implant it in Steve because I.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. I used to have to throw stuff at me.
All right. So, so I want to take a poll, and I'm saying that everybody on the staff, except for maybe Spike and Kim, would not do this.
Why would Spike not do it?
Now I'm with you because. Let's say when the battery dies, I got to go get the thing cut open again and put a new chip in there. It's not worth it. You know what I mean?
Or what if you trade in your car?
Right, exactly. Every time you get in your car, you have to have surgery.
But still, those couple of years will make it worth it.
No.
Hanging Chad, it'll be like a joke every time somebody sees you. Hey, watch this.
Oh my gosh. I'd be like, yep, that was my Tesla. That was my Blazer. I have all these cars. That was my
my Honda. But everybody,
VW Bug.
I almost said like...
People would start avoiding you because here come that Chad guy. He gonna show us his car again. He loves to just show make his car start.
What if like you were having an argument with somebody and every time they were like trying to say something to you and you didn't want to hear it, you could just like squeeze your hand and make your horn go, your alarm. Like, what?
Again,
what? I didn't hear it.
Just
squeeze your hand and mute them.
Yeah,
you know, let's take the technology even further and just give your ability. I'm turning my ears off. Thanks.
Bye. Basically, what we're talking about now is the Force.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you went to it. It's getting really cool.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Are you talking about talk to the hand?
Hey, would you guys be? Would you be on the dark side or would you be on the good side?
Not the car you're looking.
Would you come
for.
To the dark side with me? Who would come to the dark side?
No.
You don't want to shoot lightning out of your fingers?
No.
I mean,
everybody in the dark side, they end up in bad shape, man.
Yeah, they do have ugly faces.
They got all kinds of bad things.
But they have really cool hoods. But I guess the Jedi's do too.
There's other ways
to get other ugly faces.
Okay, so anyway, I was thinking maybe they could put the thing in like one of the digits on my thumb, maybe, or on one of my digits, and I can just point to the car. Instead of trying to be real cool, just go oomp, oomp, and then they put it in the middle.
You would want to do it in your middle finger.
Yes.
Nah.
Would you guys remove a finger and replace it with like a bionic finger that had a pencil at the tip?
No.
Oh yeah.
No. I think I would.
Yeah.
Or a pen that would never run out of ink.
Oh, that'd be fabulous.
That would be worth it.
Yeah.
It's hard to write like that. Have you ever tried? It's not that easy.
I do it every day. I mean,
there'll be a learning curve, but it'll be worth it.
Kim, I have absolutely tried to write like that. They'll hold up this little screen to me and say, "Sign with your finger."
Yeah,
that's true. That is true.
It's not good, right?
No, it doesn't work at all.
It's you have to like if you hold your hand like this, then it comes out better.
Yeah,
like you pretend you're holding, and then just like.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's way easier to be steady and make your name if you pretend you're holding something.
Chad, you need to get something bionic planted between your thumb and forefinger.
Okay, now we've gone too far.
Do you guys want to live?
That way you can sign like that.
Do you guys want to live where robots do most of the work?
Oh, I didn't think about that, Cam. I was thinking about like a...
I do.
Okay, so...
Spike's seen iRobot one too many times.
Yes,
exactly. I just saw an article about how there was like, you know how there's gas station stores? They have a machine in the back behind the drink cooler that auto-stocks drinks from the back. I was like, that's cool.
That's great.
Yeah, let's keep doing stuff like that.
Okay, I think we talked about this, staying on kind of on the same topic. We talked about this before, about would you guys... getting in an automatic driving car. What's it called? Autonomous.
Automated.
Autonomous.
Autonomous.
That's
vehicle.
The word. And what was the conclusion?
Most of y'all said no.
Yes. What?
What? No, yeah.
I would. If yeah.
Well, what were
unless
the
it's snowing? Remember, unless it's snowing.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
when it's snowing, you can't see the lines.
Or the lasers don't read the road or something weird like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. So I guess if you had your thing in your hand, it's not the same. Never mind. I'm just saying we're going closer to
my hand.
To topic number two. You know?
yeah, really. So let's go with topic. Go ahead.
Boys, after hearing Spike's argument, I guess I'm going to have to change my mind.
Okay, there we go. All right, let's do a topic changing music.
Oh my word, that was a topic that ended. Now this is a topic that's beginning.
Okay, I like to call this topic, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Oh, when you gotta go.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, exactly. In Kalamazoo, which I didn't know that was a real place.
It's in Michigan.
Kalamazoo, Michigan. the place where
like something in Australia.
Yeah, where Derek Jeter was born too. I learned on his
like from
his
Crocodile movie. Hunter's hometown or something.
Derek Jeter was born in Australia.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow.
All right.
What an
well,
interesting topic.
What they're doing is they're trying to update their legal system.
Oh,
so what it is what doing now they're getting national attention because they recently changed an ordinance which includes relieving yourself in public.
Oh, good.
But they want to set the record straight. For years and years and years, it was against the law to relieve yourself in public. Now they've kind of, what's the word? Lessened.
Okay with it?
Yeah, they lowered softened. The violation on there. Yeah, they softened it. That's it. That's the word I was looking for. They softened the rule. The change now, it's now.
Shh, Billy, shh.
They decriminalized it. They said it's kind of still illegal to do it, but they're not enforcing it.
All right, so you won't go to jail for whizzing in the street.
So wait, you can you can pee in the street in Australia, but you can't vote in the U.S. Oh after being sent a voter's registration information?
Michigan.
Yeah, how do we get to Australia?
Didn't you say Australia?
Australia.
Michigan. Australia.
Oh yeah. I don't know where I am. Whatever.
Right. And the reason for this change in this ordinance is, and tell me how you guys, what do you guys think this works? They're saying that you're still going to get, you can get a ticket for it, but they're not going to jail for it. And We're not going to give you a
criminal
record for it. They're saying
it's
because
civil infraction.
Infraction, yes. They're saying that if you're applying for a job, you don't have to say that you've been arrested for
being in the street
for an infraction. So they're saying we're doing our Kalamazoo citizens justice by saying that you don't have a criminal record now. Even though you were cited for peeing in the streets, you don't have a criminal violation on your record, which means now with the public and the people that's trying to hire you, will not hire you for having a criminal record.
And they decided to do this retroactively?
I hope so.
They are just trying to get people in jobs. Like, there's not enough people wanting to work.
Yeah. And no, so is that, that's a good thing or a bad thing?
If I was peeing right now, would you know?
I think you pee at your desk all the time. I think you shove it in a Gatorade bottle or something.
I think he just throws a screen up. And
like, how do you pee so fast?
I have a question. What about
Oh my God, no.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Oh my God, yes. Good
for our listening public.
Oh my gosh.
CW held up a portable thing that you pee in.
Can you?
Urinal.
And you pulled it up under his desk.
Oh my
Wait,
damn.
You're really, but, that's I what mean, you use.
CW, Amazon?
You dump that out after the show or is last week's pee in there?
No, I drink it.
You know, it does look like a drinking jug too.
I forgot what I was going to say. It was really important. Oh yeah. So what happens? Like, what if you're like a little kid and you have an accident? You're on the street.
That's different.
And you pee.
Yeah. I think they'll look the other way.
It's against the law.
Yeah, I think you get a juvenile delinquent card.
Right, yeah. You grow up, you're like 5 years old with a juvenile delinquent card. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so
I want to understand bladder issues and you're on the street and
guys no one should be peeing in public. I'm not into that. I don't want to see that most of the time.
Most of the time, he says. Most of the time.
What if you do it with a flare?
No, just the smell of it alone. Like, have you guys been to Bourbon Street? Like, it's
I literally will walk all over the quarter and just cross Bourbon Street. I will not walk down Bourbon Street because it smells like pee and vomit.
I have stepped over a dead body on Bourbon Street.
Have you?
Yes.
That's my story. I stepped over a dead body on Bourbon Street.
I have
apparently both of you serious.
I mean, was it a family trip, you guys? Because that was
seriously.
No, I was in the middle of a crowd, trips. All packed up, walking down the street, and there's a person laying in the street, and I had nowhere. I couldn't go around. I had to step over him because it was so mobbed.
It's okay, Kim.
And we were coming several hours later. We're coming back down the street, and the police was putting it in a plastic bag.
Oh my gosh!
Oh damn!
Did you accidentally step on him?
I had no. the How exact Kim, same.
Kim,
experience.
I wasn't dead.
Came from
right.
No,
okay.
He had it. It's dead. The same thing happened. Yeah. Kim, it's New Orleans. You think that doesn't happen like every
like
couple
every
of
night?
Yeah. Yeah, really. So back to the story.
He died happy.
There are business owners who are complaining about this because they're saying that this is a weak change of the law. They say, why don't we just install more public bathrooms? That's what one business owner is saying.
That's
and another,
crazy.
Yeah. And then one of them say, no, we just.
I know why, because no one wants to clean it.
Clean them. Exactly. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, I like that. So no pissing in public that's the story of the day.
Here's the thing. I think you should be able to piss in bushes. It should literally say bushes only. Like, find a bush.
Yes.
Because, like, if someone's peeing in a bush, it's like, okay, who cares? It's a bush. But, like, on a street or on a sidewalk or in a common space, then no.
Which brings me back to my...
You should go to Italy.
They pee in bushes there?
They pee everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
there's literally, like, a dent in the wall that's, like, there so people can piss in them.
Like, does that have a hole or is it just splashes?
Some cities, not everywhere.
Yeah, damn. But see, that was before they had indoor plumbing. That's what, because Italy is an old city, right?
Except they're still in use.
Yes.
It's not that they've gone, people still pee in those little, like, alcoves that are right in the side of a wall.
Kim, I went to the bathroom in the PD Palace, and there were two tile footprints that you stood and did whatever you're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a Turkish toilet.
Yeah. Voice, what were you about to say?
Oh, it's going to grind my grits or my pet peeve.
Oh.
Wait, we hadn't got to it yet.
I know, but it relates to this.
Okay, well, then let's go ahead and topic change in music.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. No, let's talk about this some more.
No, we already decided that peeing in the streets
it's
is not
your
good.
Turn.
Hey, can you defecate?
All right, it's time for somebody to have a pet peeve in the peeve of the pets.
Yeah, we got to get off this because Chaff didn't take it somewhere else.
Well, I'm just starting to wonder, like, why not go all the way with it?
All right. Voice of Reason, what grinds your gears?
Okay. Someone who has cleaned urinals for a living, been a done janitorial stuff.
Wait, you did the little cakes?
Yes, I would do all that stuff. But the thing that I live for is catching somebody putting out their cigarette butt in the urinal.
That's so disrespectful.
I will totally clean up that bathroom with those guys. I will mop the floor with them if I ever catch one guy doing that once. That is disgusting. Somebody has to pick that up out of there, and they're just saying...
We don't care. Yeah.
What about the little dip thing? Too.
What
I see that a lot.
Spitting dip in a urinal?
No, it's the dip little packet.
Oh.
No, nothing belongs in the urinal except for urine. I don't object to people when they're caught short trying to discreetly relieve themselves.
Oh, but, God, I don't even like that. That's
But throwing stuff in a urinal that doesn't belong there and expecting somebody else to pick it out.
That's right.
I also believe in courtesy flushes as a public announcement.
Wait, hold on a second. I want to expound on this. It's throwing a cigarette butt in a urinal thing.
Yeah.
How does a person clean a urinal?
You basically take your fingers and you pick all the stuff out of it.
Yeah.
You think there's a special tool for that?
Yeah, the water hose, and you just spray it off, right?
There's cigarette butts in there. Someone's got to pull those out. Someone call on PW, please.
Yeah, please. Look at that hand. It's.
Oh, PW, right.
PW,
what's up?
Please.
When I worked at the sheriff's office, I went into the men's room, and there was a big wad of gum in the urinal. And I took the time to write on a piece of paper, someone is going to have to take that piece of gum out with their hands. Why would you do such a thing? And I taped it to the urinal. And I went in later that same day, and there was a new piece of paper said, because I don't have to.
Oh, I know who did that. Probably wrote
you
that
do?
Up, yeah. I've got a
it was deputy. You, Steve?
I've got a deputy in mind that probably did that.
Okay, so for the listening audience, PW, Reasonable X, and Spike on the Mic all worked.
You put all of that there.
Office together.
Wow.
You guys were all police officers?
No,
none of us. Oh, well, that's just PW, but not
okay,
us.
So hold on a second. Okay, so back to the urinal thing. They don't just take them and hose them down?
No.
They get scrubbed out just like a toilet.
No, you actually have to pick up the stuff that's sitting in the bottom.
It's not going to go through. It's not going to go through. You've got to pick it out of there. Then you can wash it out.
Okay, well, this may sound bad, but if you're cleaning toilets,
I'll stop right now.
I don't even know where you're going with that. I kind of want you to keep going.
I'm going to make a guess
based on Spike's, the look on Spike's face when Dad told that story, that it might have been Spike that left the gum in the urine.
Because I didn't have to pick it up.
I guarantee you Spike would never do anything
yeah,
like
it would. Definitely wasn't me. Definitely wasn't me. But I would have laughed at that note. All right. So we're good with what grinds your gears in. Good job there, voice of Rezion.
Yeah, so if you're a smoker, that little sound isn't worth it.
Okay. All right. Well, then, since we're halfway through the show, I guess now would be a good time for us to do Big A Word of the Day.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. It's perfect.
I didn't do the second one.
It was perfect. All right. So word of the day, ladies and gentlemen. What I try to do, I try to educate the mind and massage the body. I don't know if that goes together. And so then I like to introduce a Big A Word of the Day to the resistance fighters and to you listeners. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play the Big A Word three times. So we were looking three times. We're looking for total silence. When I play this damn word.
Okay.
Here comes the Big A Word of the Day.
Okay.
Not hearing it. You know why?
Why?
The You're word not is using silence. The mixer anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dilatory is the word of the day.
Was that the first time?
Dilatory. I was going to praise you guys for not interrupting me playing the word three times, but now I know why, because y'all didn't hear it.
Can you spell it?
Yes.
Okay.
Dilatory. Oh, you want me to spell it? I thought you said, can I spell it? I know how to spell it. Yes. It's D-I-L-A-T-O-R-Y. Dilatory. Dilatory.
Was and that the second time? It.
Yes, dilatory. All right, so now let's go around the room and ask the resistance fighters, do you guys know what dilatory is, Miss Kim? Mm-hmm. Ah, how about you, voice of Rezion?
I think I've read it like in a sentence and I thought I knew what it meant, but I have no idea now.
Oh, how about you, Miss Kimberly? I mean, Miss Billy?
Kimberly.
It means of or pertaining to Dylan.
So that was a yes. Oh, no, that's dilatory. Okay.
Okay. How about you, Hanging Chad?
It's it means pertaining to the action of being very diligent.
Whoa. That's what I was going to say, but that cannot that be correct. It's not right.
And then the voice, I mean, PWs?
I think it has something to do with growing a beard, depilatory.
No, the opposite of depilatory.
That wasn't the word.
Dilatory.
It starts with a D, dilatory.
I just figured that Spike said it wrong.
Good figure. Good
depilatory.
Figure. Dilatory. All right, well.
Or pertaining to Dylan.
Dylan. Is that holding the microphone?
Yes.
Yes, that's holding.
Dylan.
Holding the microphone.
Well, no.
Okay.
That's who you think is holding the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay, it was a totally different child that
tell
said
me where I'm wrong.
The holding the microphone lives in California. Nope. And yeah. It's not my sister's son.
Nope. Nope. We already know who holding the microphone is, and nope. There, we will never change.
It's an urban myth that will live on forever.
Yes. All right. So just take a break right now. Let's listen to our sponsors. Let's go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsors real quickly.
Okay.
Got a minute.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, look. Spike doesn't right have a microphone.
I'm back. I don't think Billy. That goes there, but I am back. What happened?
Billy oohed way out of...
Yeah, she's getting a little happy with her oohs.
Yeah, she's really got the big...
I have a dream today.
All right, let's go ahead and do topic... Let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right, here comes another topic. That we'd like to call another topic.
I like to call this topic carrying your own weight.
Carrying your own weight.
I gotta get a spell checker thing. All right. So now, I want you guys to tell me how you feel about this. Lindis Johnson.
Lindis Johnson.
Yes, she's a 28-year-old former aviation diesel mechanic in the U.S. Navy Marines.
Wow.
In Maine, right?
Thank you for your service.
Yes. Now, she has come up with this rare disease.
No, no.
That's called allergic to gravity. Which
what? It's got to be the worst thing you can have.
What?
Oh yes. No!
She claims she's allergic to gravity, which means she cannot stand up upright position more than 3 to 5 minutes, or she'll get dizzy and pass out or have to fall down. So now she has confined herself to laying in bed or laying around all day, and she can't do anything.
I have okay. that.
Now, oh, I kind of want to say this woman is lazy.
Yeah.
No?
I guess call it nap time.
Mm. She says, as long as I stay flat on my back, lay flat, it keeps the pain that's unbearable away. But as soon as I stand upright, it becomes so much pain that I later have to lay back down.
Yeah.
Now, that's there gravity. Are doctors for her.
Gravity is dangerous, you guys.
It's a really, truly serious disease, and it's a real problem for us.
Yeah.
But she says she can only stand upright for what she's. I think now it says 3 minutes at a time, or it causes her to vomit, lose consciousness. She's only upright to maybe take a shower or eat.
All we can do,
but she can do those two things. Okay, no.
She says, okay. I'm like, I don't know how long this is going to last. She's 28 mm-hmm. years of old. She used to work in the Army or the Navy. So I'm thinking, what is her end game? Maybe there isn't one.
A paycheck from them.
Attention.
She has a diagnosis.
Yes. You think I was going to read that? It's called POTS.
Postural tachycardia syndrome, an abnormal increase in heart rate that occurs after sitting up or standing. She refers to it as allergic to gravity, but it's a medical condition.
Thanks, Billy. Much different than allergic to gravity.
Thank God for Billy.
Allergic to gravity sounds like
yeah. You about to go
cuckoo
in on the
quackery. Yeah.
I'm still going
Everybody
in on
Everybody thinks I'm just taking a nap.
But don't you think exercise, like forcing your body to do something, can mentally and physiologically overcome an illness like that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking she's making herself sick. And listen, I feel bad if she's listening and she's going to say, no, I do got the POTS. That's exactly what it is. And it might be a medical condition that they probably said, we got to come up with something with this girl here, this lazy girl.
She just straight up called her lazy.
Yeah.
She has a medical condition that's seriously like you're born with it and there's nothing you can do, then I totally feel for her. But I also would like to, like, if I had it, I would have to force myself to try to run or exercise to make sure that I can't cure myself.
I mean, after 28 years of living, all of a sudden now you got to lay down all the time. And then she has a husband, and I know he's going to be, come on. Come on, baby.
He probably runs track.
I don't know. So you guys have no opinion or comment on the lady with the POTS?
It sounds horrible.
Oh yeah, you're getting through your Netflix series, that's for sure.
It's a cardiac condition that she has. I'm reading the article. It sounds awful what she's going through.
Terrible. And hopefully she has a spouse that's kind enough to serve her meals in bed and make sure that the batteries in the remote are changed.
You really can't eat laying down. You can't eat laying down.
You want to bet?
You've never heard of it. Is this the whole first case of this? Like,
It's a rare disease.
It's caused by autoimmune diseases, or it could be caused by a virus. It says known causes. Where was it?
It's a legit thing. Oh,
hold on a second. In the bottom of the article, it says it's very prominent in women. So I'm like, okay, whoa.
What are you calling me, a woman?
It's very prominent in women. So I'm like, oh God, more common in women than men. All right, so I'm being a heathen and I'm feeling bad about this, but come on. It just seems like, I think you could make yourself become that person, become that kind of thing. There might be a disease out there that applies to this. And they say, okay, well, you know, they check all these boxes here. This is one of them. Okay, we'll say she got the POTS disease.
Has she tried medical marijuana?
That cures a lot of crap, man.
Yeah, that might
cures
be
a it. Lot
it really,
of
really
stuff.
Does. And it might give her the motivation to get up and get something to eat.
Yes, really. All right. Well,
it doesn't sound like eating's the issue.
Well, preparing something for yourself because you're really, really looking forward to eating.
Oh, maybe that's true. Maybe someone's delivering her meals to the couch.
Really? Has she tried dancing?
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
I refuse. I totally reject that whole music. I hate that
I heard
song.
That dude... He's trying to get rid of that image of him doing that song, or like everyone really? Sees him yeah. as the Gangnam Style guy.
Yes, yeah. Actually, change the subject about that is there's this pop kind of band over there in China, Hawaii, wherever they are.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Change the topic. Topic changing no, music.
Sometimes they happen without titles.
Yeah. There's five guys is K-pop. They're real good in their country singing right. these songs.
Oh, cool.
He did a video with them to actually kill the Open Condom Style guy.
Open Condom Style.
Open Condom Style.
Open Condom Style.
What do you say?
Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. I've never heard that.
What? Hold on a second. What are they saying then?
Gangnam condom style. It is.
It's a district
Korean. In Seoul. They are singing in Korean.
It's a district in Seoul.
It ain't English.
Yeah. Is it open condom style?
It is open condom
boy.
Style.
Open Gangnam Style.
No. Gangnam Style. I'm never gonna hear it this way. Open Gangnam Style. Okay. But anyway, this condom open guy, he did a video with the K-pop band, and in the song they actually say we kill open condom style, and so he
they're trying to rebrand him, and I don't know how
that's
you
what he was
rebrand after open condom style. Yeah, stuck forever.
Yeah, really. Hey, it's the open condom style guy. All right, so
let's, that was our best topic.
One more thing, let's do. Chain open. No, god dang it. Now it's my brain. What's this thing called? Topic changing music.
We couldn't even figure out that this was a new topic, but here we are on the Smack and Mike show.
No wonder you can't get rid of open condom style. You can't even get out of your head.
Serious. All right, right quickly. I like to call this maybe she's having twins.
Maybe she's having twins.
Okay, we did.
Oh my word.
We may have done this story back or before, but you got heard of Brandy Botton?
Oh yeah, Brandy Botton.
Yeah, she's a 32-year-old girl, lives in Plano, Texas. Well, she got cited back in June for driving in the HOV lane. And that's a lane where you got to have a second person in the car.
Yeah.
I know where this is going. Well,
homegirl is pregnant. So when she was pregnant, she went in there and the cops stopped her. And then when they overturned the Roe versus Wade decision. They decided that, you know, the fetus is a live person. So she started driving in the HOV lane and saying when the cop pulled over, she says, no, you can't give me a ticket because I'm pregnant with a kid. And that constitutes a second person.
Mm, yeah, that is. I mean, as stupid as that sounds, it's true.
Yeah. Well, she fought the system and won. They dismissed her ticket, which is odd.
Yeah, because the designation of a second person is only applicable when it benefits certain scenarios.
Mm. But now the part of the story.
In that case, they upheld it and they went along with their own agenda and said, yes, you may drive in the lane.
HOV. Now, here's the thing that's kind of, I don't know. She got another ticket for doing the same thing again.
Uh-oh.
Now, is she pressing her luck or is she just going by the rules of the law? But I think, I'll ask you guys, how you guys feel about this? You think she's pressing her luck, Billy?
Did I say this again? What's the question?
Do you think she's pressing her luck by keep going in the HOV lane while she's pregnant?
No. Ooh. No, she's making a stand.
Yes.
She's making a point, man. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome.
Hopefully she has the court decision in her car to show the deputy.
Okay. Hanging Chad, what's your opinion on this?
I think once a determination like that has been made, I think it should transfer to every instance of the law.
Precedent.
Yep.
You're right.
EWs?
The way it works.
They should take it as far as they can go.
I think if it's possible, we should blame Steve.
Okay. All right. Voice of Reason, what you say about that?
I think that just about any woman that's, you know, of legal driving age can probably get away with that.
They need to start hitting up insurance companies.
Yep. Life insurance. Pregnancy, what about life insurance?
Pregnancy fails halfway through, the woman's life insurance should cover the life that's inside her.
Oh, man, they
should take it all the way.
All the way. Yeah, well, okay. Like, when I saw that, I was thinking, the heck? When I saw that, I was thinking, man, you know, yes, she got off at it, but now I think she's just being trying to be a martyr about it. She's probably just flying up and down the HOV lane, probably not even going nowhere, just going down there.
Oh, yeah.
Then, on purpose. Some people stand in front of City Hall. Some people drive in the HOV lane.
I guess. I was like, dude, you better. They're going to probably make an example out of her. Because
they've already made an example out of her, and they said she was right.
What does HOV stand for? High.
Is that even the name of
occupancy
it?
Occupancy vehicle.
Yeah.
High occupancy vehicle. There you go. I just. That's it. No. You when you said hi. Okay. I'm
she had to beat you to it.
I'm celebrating you. No, I wasn't beating her to it. I was. Oh, you, yes, that's it.
You give
Kim,
me her
I'm
credit.
Giving Kim
sibling
credit.
Rivalry. We just saw
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay. What is it again?
Kim, are you getting high off the candle? Like, what are you?
Oh God, it smells so good.
I was copying you, but mine smells like vapor rub, so I stopped.
All right. So anyway, we're gonna let Brandy drive up and down the HOV lane.
Yes.
All the time while she on her own. Well, they need to tell the officers this, you know, to leave her alone because she stopped and she got another ticket. So I'm guessing, I don't know. I think that she probably got stopped and didn't tell the officer that I'm pregnant just to fight this ticket, just to jump to the man.
I suspect that she told the officer and he ignored her.
He did. The story that I'm reading, it was he got pulled over and he said, "Do you have someone else in the vehicle?" And she's like, "Yep," and points to her belly. And he just ignored her and sent her over to the side to get a ticket written for her. And then when she went over, because it was like a speed trap kind of a situation, she went over to the side and it was the same guy that gave her the first ticket that was actually writing the second ticket. And he wrote it again. And he wrote it before the first ticket got dismissed. That's something that has to be clear.
Oh, I agree.
That second incident happened just before the first one got dismissed.
So my question is, if
this baby was, this babe was bold. Even before she had a decision, she did it a second time.
Correct.
So if she were to go to their local county city hall or whatever and dispute this, it would get dropped.
It is going to get dropped. Yeah,
the first one did.
They would have to pull the law. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then both tickets would get just went.
Who thinks she's going to get a third ticket before this all said and done?
She's already had the baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dang.
But how does she know for sure that she's pregnant or not? She could be.
I'm not.
How many weeks is it now?
Let's just let that hang.
Right? Does anyone know?
What's that?
I don't know.
What is the new determination? It's by state, right? So the new determination in Florida.
Oh, it's true.
Billy, why am I saying it wrong?
No, you're right. No. If this was Alabama, Steve would be pregnant.
So how would you tell? Any female could say, yeah, I'm pregnant, because isn't it like just a couple of weeks now?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Everybody can just drive in the HOV now, except, all the women.
That's right.
That's not
hey,
laying
man.
Down.
I have a million potential babies.
I'm in a way, high open condom. No, God dang it.
You talk about
in an HOV lane.
You talk about high occupancy.
High serious. Open condom vehicle.
Whoop on Gangnam Style.
God dang it. All right, so let me go back and backtrack and tell you guys what the big A word of the day was, which was dilatory.
Dilatory.
Which is dilatory. What this lady was in the HOV lane. Dilatory.
I got to find it.
Very anyway, diligent.
Dilatory. Hold on. Keep talking about yourself while I find it.
He's being very dilatory right now.
Yeah.
There you go. Dilatory. Oh, that is. Oh, God. Okay, there you go. So Billy, you want to say what?
Forgetful.
It's like causing a pause, like delaying stuff.
Procrastination, yeah, and being late.
Deliberately. Deliberately. Dilatory, deliberately.
I have no idea. All right, so let's do this. Let's go around the room and ask what stuck with you today. Billy, what stuck with you today?
That I am very dilatory.
Okay. Kim, what stuck with you today?
I made it through the show.
Oh, that's right. You take a nap.
Napping.
Yeah. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you today?
Mike, I've twice had to change my mind because of your excellent arguments.
Thank you. Right? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And hey, Chad, what stuck with you today?
What HOV means, because I never knew that.
Yeah, me either. PW, what stuck with you today?
That if I'm stopped by the police, tell them I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
No, if you stop by the police, pee in your pants.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's mine. That PW keeps the pee jug underneath his desk. That's mine.
Serious. He's just trying to start his car. He's just trying to start his car. All right,
you know, this would be the appropriate time for Gas Man to show up, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
well, where is Gas Man? He was overserved.
Don't tell me about it. Hey, I don't like that lazy woman. I'm sorry about that. I got to say, I think lady is lady with the pots. Sorry. The spike on the mic.
Oh, man.
We are out of this mother trucker. One.